For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Emancipation Day is Monday and the calendar is packed. Here's CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Recently, civil servants were selling various types of T-shirts to be worn this Friday, part of the Dress Down Day initiative. Emancipation Day was previously observed in the Cayman Islands before being replaced with the Constitution Day holiday by the Legislative Assembly back in the 1960s. Now, the reinstatement of the day as a national day of observance is the year-long culmination of research and examination of a number of concerns related to Cayman's cultural heritage. A number of events are taking place leading up to and on the Monday holiday, as well as throughout next week. On the 3rd of May, everyone is encouraged to proudly wear the vibrant colors of the Cayman Islands, blue, white, and red. On Sunday, the 5th, there's a church service at MZ Memorial Church at 4 p.m. And on the Monday holiday, you can travel down to Seafarers Way in Georgetown from 1 to 8 p.m. for Emancipation Day celebrations. We invite you, the public, to engage and participate in the upcoming campaigns. Now, for more details on all of the happenings this Emancipation Day, you can check out the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Heritage's Facebook page or their Instagram page at MYSCH_Cayman.
The Cayman Islands will host the 26th Annual Caribbean Postal Union Conference in June 2024. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the details.
This honor highlights the Cayman Islands' standing as a premier destination and a regional leader within the Postal Service. The CIPS are excited to welcome delegates from within the Caribbean, as well as international Universal Postal Union representatives. Under the theme, Promoting Inclusion, Reinforcing Relevance, this year's conference is poised to be a catalyst for collaboration and innovation within the Caribbean postal landscape. As well as the conference, the Cayman Islands will also host international and regional delegates for the Universal Postal Union's Strategy Summit and regional ministers for the 20th Caribbean Council of Ministers meeting. The honor of hosting these three events solidifies the CIPS's position as a trusted leader for postal affairs in the Caribbean. As the CIPS prepares to host the events, they recognize the importance of showcasing the Cayman Islands' commitment to excellence and are planning an exciting agenda for delegates to enjoy the best that the Cayman Islands has to offer. Building on the success of last year's conference in Jamaica, the CIPS is eager to impress and highlight some of the many initiatives they have pioneered. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Ground is broken for the new West Bay Affordable Housing Initiative development. The initial phase is for 14 lots, which will include 11 three-bedroom and 3 two-bedroom homes. The future homes have already received planning subdivision approval. The homes will also be energy efficient, ensuring that they are not only cost-effective but also environmentally responsible. The ministry hopes the development will have a positive impact on the community by increasing the availability of affordable housing and addressing the housing needs of Caymanian citizens. The final project is expected to bring 60 homes to the district. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. The Nigerian army says two officers are to face trial for the bombing of a village last year that's said to have killed more than 100 people. The military has said the victims were mistaken for terrorists. Kenya's president has warned that the country could be about to experience its first ever cyclone. William Ruto said Cyclone Hidaya could hit at any time. Indonesia's government says it will permanently relocate nearly 10,000 residents of an island that's been the site of a number of volcanic eruptions in recent weeks. Islanders have already been temporarily evacuated. South Korean authorities say companies will need to notify customers if they reduce the size of their products. Undisclosed shrinkflation could lead to fines of around $7,000. Militants from the Islamic State group are reported to have killed at least 15 pro-government fighters in Syria. Activists say the attack happened in the desert, where IS fighters still operate. BBC News.